the Holy Gospel for this day, St. Matthew 18, verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. On this festival of St. Michael and all angels, we give thanks for the holy angels who were created by God in the beginning of all things. Their creation is shrouded in mystery, and the fall of the evil angels is also shrouded in mystery. But throughout God's elder revelation, or as we usually call it, the Old Testament, angels appear as the servants and defenders of God's people. And then when the fullness of time had come, it was the archangel Gabriel who was sent by God to the lowly Virgin Mary with the astonishing that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of his eternal son. An angel tells Joseph the child to be born of Mary has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and that the child will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And then in the night of Jesus' birth, an angel of the Lord stands before the frightened shepherds in the fields outside Bethlehem with news of his birth. And then a multitude of the heavenly hosts joins in song to welcome the newborn Savior and Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. This song that for centuries has been sung in the divine service to welcome our Savior and Lord, as he comes to us not in the manger at Bethlehem, but in the bread and wine, the sacrament. An angel warns Jesus' foster father Joseph to flee from the wrath of King Herod, and then to return when Herod had died. After Jesus' 40-day fast in the wilderness and temptation by Satan, angels come to strengthen him. And again during his agony of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, an angel comes to strengthen him. On the resurrection morning, an angel of the Lord rolls away the stone from the door of the tomb, not to let Jesus out, but to reveal that the Lord whom death and the tomb could not hold is truly risen from the dead. And then on the day of his ascension, angels again appear to the disciples, informing them that this same Jesus will come again in glory, attended by the holy angels, who never cease to praise God and to serve his children here on earth. Whenever we celebrate the Holy Sacrament, we ourselves join in the angel's song, which was first heard by Isaiah in his vision of the Lord of glory, and then heard also by St. John, exiled on the island of Patmos, in his vision of the heavenly worshiper. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. The word Sabaoth means the heavenly host, the innumerable company of the angels. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify God's glorious name, joining with the angels in their Christ's holy hymn. Conscious of the presence of the angels, we worship the Lord who comes in the sacrament. We are also aware of their continuing protection. As the psalmist prays, God shall give despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven there are angels who always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. In the gospel for this day, there is a subtle shift in language. At the beginning of this passage, Jesus is definitely talking about a child and about children. But then he goes on to speak of the little ones who believe in me. And that includes every last one of us. Because compared to our Maker, we are all of us, without exception, very little children. But the sad truth is that we often don't look or act much like children of God. And so Jesus also gives a severe warning not to cause any of little ones who believe in him stumble in faith, stumble in hope, stumble in love. I think everybody agrees that there's something especially horrifying about cruelty to defenseless little children. We've been seeing far too much of that for far too long. The wanton destruction of little children, of infants, of children yet unborn, this is a truly demonic spectacle and can only fill us with sadness. You and I may not be doing that, yet we who in God's eyes are little ones who believe in him do keep hurting one another, perhaps by coldness, perhaps by ignoring the other person, perhaps by speaking a harsh word to someone, or by speaking an unkind word behind someone's back. I wonder if we keep doing this, if we but remember that we are all, without exception, little ones. And then remember what a terrible thing it is to hurt a child. Yes, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven there are angels who always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. That Father in heaven who sent his Son to take upon him our flesh and offer his body and blood to blot out our sins, so that Satan, the accuser, could no longer successfully accuse us, because the shed blood of the innocent Lamb of God has blotted out all our sin. Satan cannot successfully accuse us, neither now nor in the hour of our death. Remember what the Savior said of poor Lazarus in the hour of his death. Behold, the angels came, and Lazarus was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The angels carried him to paradise, where with Abraham, the faithful of all the angels, he would rejoice in Christ's dear presence, eagerly awaiting that last and great day when the risen Lord will return in glory and all the holy angels with him to raise the dead, to welcome us into that kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world, where with all the holy angels will forever give thanks and praise. And in the meantime, instructed by Dr. Luther, we would do well to conclude our morning and evening prayer by saying, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life.